Good morning. It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A $6.3 billion spending plan for New Mexico state government was thrown into limbo Tuesday as the House of Representatives rejected Senate amendments that would reduce money for road construction and maintenance. The New Mexico state Senate approved a $6.3 billion spending plan Tuesday that increases criminal justice spending and boosts pay for public school teachers, state government workers, and elected officials. Hours later, House lawmakers refused to concur with an assortment of Senate amendments based largely on differences over road funding. The Democrat-led legislature has until noon Thursday to send a budget bill to Republican Governor Susana Martinez. There's still a month left in the animal trapping season, and with the weather warming, hikers on public lands need to exercise caution, especially if they bring their dogs along. Roz Brown reports.
Trapping for fox, badger, weasel, ringtail, and bobcat is legal on public lands from November 1st to March 15th. Mary Catherine Ray with the Sierra Club says traps are only required to be 25 yards away from roads or trails, and a dog can easily find itself caught in a leg hold trap or snare.
Having a dog trapped is a frightening and traumatic experience. People universally say they don't know what's happened to their dog. People say they think a snake, they think some animal attacked it, that the dog just is, basically the word they use is screaming. Because when a trap slams shut, it's the equivalent of having your hand caught in a car door.
Diagrams showing how to free a pet accidentally caught in a trap can be found at trapfreenm.org. I'm Roz Brown.
Commentator Peter Goodman says that sometimes people try to label those working to benefit all of us as special interests. In this week's commentary, Goodman says it's a dangerous practice.
This rant concerns special interests, misusing the phrase special interests to describe do-gooders. Dictionaries define special interest group as, quote, a body of persons, corporation, or industry that seeks or receives benefits or privileged treatment, especially through legislation. A perfect example would be New Mexico Business Coalition, an industry-funded lobbying outfit run by a lady named Carla Sontag. Her group has opposed raising the minimum wage and tried to weaken unions. Ms. Sontag wrote a recent op-ed alleging that, quote, lawsuits funded by deep-pocketed special interest groups were aimed at ending the oil and gas industry altogether, unquote. Can even Ms. Sontag believe that folks who contribute to environmental groups seek or receive privileged treatment, unquote? Does she mean getting to drink clean water or breathe clean air is special treatment? I contribute to the ACLU, SWEC, and the Environmental Defense Fund. These groups aren't advocating for special interests, but for our common interests in fair legal proceedings and a healthy environment. Sontag was attacking trying to cut emissions 91% by 2050. With global temperatures rising, that sounds prudent. Sontag claims proponents are trying to destroy the source of many jobs and livelihoods in New Mexico. No, they're trying to save us from imminent danger. That may mean more solar energy, less of fossil fuels. If Ms. Sontag used more logic and less name-calling, she might sound more convincing. She carps that environmentalists get contributions from rich people. That's rich. From someone who makes a living advocating for wealthy businesses and corporations concerned only with personal profit, donors to environmental groups sometimes donate against their own economic interest. Even fellow Republicans don't see Ms. Sontag as a truth-teller. Last January, she sued the state Republican Party for accusing her of false and libelous statements attacking a candidate for party chair. The party called the anonymous statements deceitful and claimed that investigators had traced them to accounts set up by Ms. Sontag and a son. Ms. Sontag denied that. Sontag sued the party for defamation, demanding an apology, a court order, and damages. 3 months later, she dismissed her lawsuit, apparently without getting any of those. Folks like Ms. Sontag give business a bad name. opposing any and all modest efforts to improve wages, water, or working conditions undermines credibility and strengthens the impression that businesses are bad. They're not. They're part of a healthy economy. Unfortunately, because businesses want to maximize profits, they sometimes oppose too aggressively improvements that might cut into profits. Or they pay folks like Ms. Sontag to try to convince us that fighting climate change will destroy our economy. Using our words honestly is a great step we all can take to improve the quality of public and political dialogue.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.